think it's very easy to get caught up in expectation. And not expectation you have of yourself, but of expectations that other people force on you. And I think that sometimes, a lot of times, those are unhealthy expectations. But they can be really hard to get away from. When you're constantly bombarded with messages about how you should look or act or what you should do or say or like, the world sadly forces preconceived identities upon us. Maybe that pressure comes from television or movies, or maybe it comes from your parents or your friends or the YouTube comment section. I think that everyone feels more vulnerable than they let on. I think mostly we're all trying to navigate this course that we were set upon without much say in the matter. But it's hard to go your own way, to find who you are, to accept who you are and who you're not. It's hard to admit the genuine flaws that we do have, sometimes because they're buried so deep in non-consequential details. Maybe that doesn't really make all that much sense. You know, I don't really know how to put my thoughts down properly. There always seems to be this disconnect between what I say and what I want to say. But I guess the thing at the core of it that I want to tell you is that more than anything, it matters what you think and what you feel about yourself. Strip away all the noise, all the demands, and see what you're left with. Forget what everyone else wants of you. What do you want of you? What are the attributes you want to be defined by? And are you living up to those? At the very least, are you trying? It's not magic. It's not easy. But just keep trying. And if you're not where you want to be, that's all right. As long as you just keep working on getting where you know you can go. But the biggest thing, I think, to remember on those journeys is that you're allowed to love yourself now. You're allowed to love and care for yourself every step of the way. You don't have to reach a goal and set a requirement that must be fulfilled before you can. You can want and work on making yourself better and still love who you are along the way. Don't withhold your love as a reward or worse of punishment. Sometimes it's easy to think we don't deserve to love ourselves because we haven't earned it, because we haven't worked hard enough, or we're not where we want to be right now. But that's so sad. It's a tragic way to live. If you don't love yourself, or at the very least, actively attempt to do so, because sometimes it is hard. If you don't love you and aren't trying to love you, how do you convince yourself that you're worth it? I think that you are worth it. And wherever you are in your journey, I hope you give yourself permission to love who you are and who you will be. Just keep trying. I think you can.